Welcome to the Power in Motion podcast. I'm your host, Kim Hagel, certified personal trainer, non-diet nutritionist, and body image coach, and I'm on a mission to help all women break free from body image hangups so they can do the amazing things they are called to do in this world. If you're looking to feel healthy, happy, and confident without dieting, restriction, and punitive workouts, or obsessing over the scale, you're in the right place. Let's lace up our runners and go for a walk while we chat. Well, hey there, friend, and welcome back to another episode of the Joyful Movement Show. I'm your host, Kim Hagel, certified personal trainer, intuitive eating, and body image coach. And today I wanted to talk to you in detail about my coaching program, Right Body for Me, which is my 6-month coaching container where I help women transform their whole relationship with exercise, food, their body, and health. And I wanted to talk about this today because, one, I realize that a lot of listeners might not really understand how I help people and how you can work with me. And two, if you've been thinking about working with me, now is the time to take action because I'm going to be taking a bit of a summer slowdown. So I'm only accepting new students up until the end of June, and I won't be taking anyone new on over the summer, setting a cap of 6 students just so I can keep my schedule open for family and spontaneity. So then it would be September again before you'd be able to apply. Okay, so let's start by chatting about why I created this coaching program in the first place. You all know that I'm a certified personal trainer and I really love guiding people through movement and helping them get stronger and achieve all their fitness goals. And that's what I do through the personal training side of my business. But I realized a couple years back that movement isn't fun for a lot of people. There are a lot of barriers that are keeping people from accessing joyful movement. And I mean, that's what this show is all about. You know, things like weight stigma, the FITSPO before and afters, the no pain, no gain mentality, the pressure to do exercise just right, and the belief that if it's not resulting in weight loss, it's not good enough. So that's what originally started my mission, was the realization that people's relationship with exercise was much more important than just doing movement. And if I really wanted to help people create a sustainable movement practice, I had to go upstream and support them where they're really stuck. And that is in their thoughts and beliefs about movement, the deeper why and the limiting beliefs that are holding them back from having the results that they want. The women I support tend to have perfectionistic or all or nothing tendencies around movement, rooted in the belief that exercise has to be hard in order to be effective. And that's because deep down, there's a belief that the whole point of exercise is to lose weight or change the body in some way. And because the way that we do one thing is the way that we do everything, the women I work with also tend to have a complicated history with dieting or restrictive eating or attempts to control their body in some way through food as well. Often they'll say they cycle from plan to plan, not necessarily dieting in air quotes, but measuring portions and trying to follow certain rules about when and what to eat or how to combine foods. There's usually no self-trust. They feel as if they can't eat without a plan because, again, it's very all or nothing. And if life happens and they deviate from the plan, then they feel like they lose all control around food. Now, I've observed this type of behavior in my clients for years working as a personal trainer. And like my clients, for the first 7 years of my career, I thought the answer was just to find the right diet and exercise program that works for them, where they don't need willpower and accountability. I thought that if I gave them the desired result of weight loss and that if they liked what they were eating somewhat and liked the movement they were doing, that everything would change for them and they'd feel better physically, mentally, and they'd finally have that life that they dreamed of, that they thought was on the other side of weight loss. But it never worked. Either they supposedly failed to lose the weight and would abandon their eating and exercise plan because it wasn't working anyways, so why would they put themselves through it? Or they would lose the weight, but they wouldn't magically feel better. All those things they thought would change when they lost the weight didn't. They were the same person with the same struggles and insecurities, just in a smaller body. And though they maybe felt more attractive and accepted by society in that smaller body, the anxiety and stress and micromanaging that went along with maintaining that physique usually became too much to maintain whenever life happened. So it took me a while to get it. But eventually I figured out that we weren't addressing the real issue with how my clients felt in and about their body. Changing their body wasn't the answer because their bodies were never the problem. The problem exists in our mind, in our thoughts and beliefs about our body and what our body means about us. At the core, that desire to change your body is rooted in a belief that your body's not good enough as it is. That in order to be healthy, accepted, successful, strong, attractive, whatever it is, that your body has to be different. And it's simply not true. You can have the life that you desire. You can feel great in and about your body. You can feel confident and comfortable in your clothes, and you can work to improve your health and fitness in the body you have today, even if the scale doesn't change. But we do that by addressing our thoughts and beliefs about our body, those stories we tell ourselves about what our body means about us. And then we work to create a whole new system of beliefs rooted in the knowing that you are more than your body and you are inherently worthy and enough just as you are. Now, before I go on and tell you more about the program, I want to be really careful not to minimize the lived experience of stigma and trauma that any of you might have had living in our world that places so much value on thinness and really does treat those in larger bodies so poorly. It definitely is easier existing in our world in a smaller body. I have experienced this myself, even in my straight-sized body with the privilege that I hold as such. And I've seen it in so many of the women that I've worked with. So that desire to lose weight and conform, it makes total sense. And I absolutely appreciate the desire. So I don't want to make it sound like if we just change our thoughts, suddenly everything will be easy and all your problems will be solved. That's not what I'm saying. However, what I will say is you can reach a place where you don't blame yourself for the difficulty you're experiencing. You'll know that it's a societal problem and that you're the victim, not the cause of the suffering you're feeling. And you'll feel less pressure to force yourself to fit into society's narrow standards by changing yourself, even if those standards hurt and piss you off. Okay, so that's my why. I created Right Body for Me because I just see so many women suffering needlessly, trying to change themselves in order to feel good enough, exhausting themselves with program after program and putting their life on hold, avoiding chasing their dreams until they lose weight, and it breaks my heart. When I think of all the things that women could be doing if they weren't obsessed with changing their bodies, like seriously, the world would be a different place. So Right Body for Me is my response to that. It is a 6-month coaching container for women who want to end the cycle of restriction and punitive exercise and find food freedom, joyful movement, and confidence in their own skin. Inside the program, we work to heal your body image and relationship with movement and food so that you can create sustainable, healthy, and body-respecting habits that will have you feeling and functioning your best while feeling secure in the knowledge that you are enough. With the support of me as your coach, you'll discover how your limiting beliefs about health, weight, beauty, and yourself are keeping you unhappy, stuck, and unfulfilled. And then using simple but powerful mindset tools, you'll begin to retrain your brain to choose what's in your highest good. And as you redefine your self-image and connect to your inherent worthiness, you'll find peace with food. You'll cultivate that intrinsic motivation to move your body, and you'll start feeling stronger, healthier, and more confident. So the program is built on 4 pillars. We spend the first 6 weeks working on our thoughts, our mindset, because that's where everything starts. All the results that we're getting in life begin with our thoughts. So we use tools from cognitive behavioral therapy to help you become aware of what you're thinking, where those thoughts are coming from, and then learning how to effectively process the emotions that are coming up from those core beliefs and how those are affecting your relationship with food, exercise, and your body image, and are giving you the results that you're currently getting. Through coaching, I'll support you to create a new belief system that will empower you to choose differently for yourself. So my role as coach is to poke holes in the stories that you tell yourself and ask tough questions to help you see what else could be possible. And that's how we teach our brain to believe something different. So that framework is the foundation. It is carried through the remainder of the program as we move into exploring body image and relationship with food and exercise. So after the first 6-week block that is all about mindset, then we move into another 6-week block where we begin to explore how your body image was formed and what you've been socialized to believe about weight, health, beauty, and your role as a woman. You'll learn how health is more than just the size of your body or even your physical health, because we also have mental, emotional, and spiritual health. You'll become familiar with the concept of health at every size, and you'll learn how to chase health without focusing on the scale. And as you continue to work on your beliefs, you'll move from a place of body shame into body neutrality. The goal is not to love your body. The goal is to respect your body and feel neutral about it. And then you'll begin to redefine your worth beyond your body and also all the hats that you wear in life. Then in the third block, the third 6-week block, we get into our relationship to movement. And we start to examine how FITSPO, aka diet culture, has stolen your joy for movement. So whether that's showing up for you as a no pain, no gain mentality, never missing a workout, or the opposite where you feel completely unmotivated and not moving your body, or somewhere in between, stuck on the start-stop cycle, it all comes from the belief that the point of exercise is to burn calories or shape your body. And that is so anti-motivating. So you will learn to redefine what moves you and to create a game you can win. You'll begin to view movement as an act of self-care that you look forward to rather than a punishment or a have to. Relying on willpower is going to become a thing of the past, and you can learn how to create motivation rather than waiting for it to strike. And then finally, in the last 6 weeks of the program, we dive into intuitive eating and we relearn how to eat normally, just like you did before diet culture got a hold of you. And so now that you have developed body trust and you understand body neutrality and you've really begun the work of healing your body image, now you're able to tap into your body's innate wisdom to choose food that helps you feel and function your best without relying on rules or restriction or a plan to tell you what to do. You'll reacquaint yourself with your senses and your body cues and begin to find cooking and eating pleasurable and satisfying again without any fear that you'll lose control or binge. So we spend 6 weeks on each of those, but the thought work is always the foundation. You're going to become acutely aware of how your core beliefs about yourself and your worthiness influence your body image and eating and exercise behavior. And once you start to define yourself as more than a body and know that you are inherently worthy, you are automatically going to engage differently with food and exercise. So who is this program for? Well, Right Body for me is for the woman who knows that dieting and punitive exercise is not working. It is not giving you the results that you want. So you're done flip-flopping from program to program, only getting short-term results. You want to create consistent, sustainable habits that help you feel and function your best without all the obsession, anxiety, and willpower. And you know deep down that changing your body isn't the answer, and you want to get to a place of true self-acceptance that's unconditional upon how you look. It's important that you're coachable and you're willing to dig in and do the work to explore your thoughts and those deep-seated beliefs and consider that a different way is possible and that all the freedom, confidence, and joy that you desire is available, but maybe you just need a little support to access it. The program is definitely not for you if you aren't ready to take an honest look at yourself and be willing to change how you think about health, body image, food, and exercise. It's not for you if you are looking for a quick fix or someone just to tell you what to do. Or if you want to keep beating up on yourself and you want to keep restricting food and using exercise as a punishment, this is not the program for you. And if you're really not interested in getting off the diet roller coaster, if you're dead set that weight loss is the answer to all your problems, this is not going to feel like a good fit. If it is feeling like I am speaking your language and this sounds exactly like you, well, here's how it works. So I have the program set up as both a one-to-one and a group coaching container. And I really love this format because I think the group coaching is so valuable. It is so helpful to be in a safe place with other women just like you, where you have that sense of community and safety and knowing that you're not alone. It provides a real sense of connection and a real opportunity for growth as we're all learning and journeying together. There's so much to learn in observing others get coached. Even if the circumstance is slightly different from your own, there is always something for each student to learn. And still, there's those unique individual struggles that everyone needs a little more time and a little more individualized attention to help them bust through. And that's where the one-on-one coaching comes in. So you get both. On the first week that we work together, we meet one-on-one. Then the next week is a group week, and we alternate like that for 6 months. And in addition to the coaching, you also have access to a plethora of learning lessons, audio and video, where I'll teach you all about the self-coaching model. That's the cognitive behavioral therapy framework that I use. You'll get all the lessons about body image, health at every size, intuitive eating, and joyful movement. There's 24 lessons in total, one per week for the 6 months, plus workbooks and journaling exercises, self-assessments, all kinds of tools to help you integrate what you're learning and apply it to your life. And there are bonus guest lectures, and I'm constantly adding new content to the platform as I learn and find new tools. And you get lifetime access to all that, so you can keep coming back and revisiting the content as long as you want. And I even have a movement library full of all different types and intensities of movement videos so you can experiment with moving your body from the privacy of your own home and find out what feels good for you. So there's all kinds of great stuff in there to support your transformation, but the real value is in the coaching. I'm a big believer that we need to do the work to really experience the changes we want in life. I mean, we can read books and listen to podcasts and follow people on social media, and it certainly opens our mind to a different possibility. But experiencing that possibility, that takes doing the work. And that's usually where we get stuck because we don't know how to do the work all on our own. Digging into our core beliefs and becoming aware of the stories that we tell ourselves, that is hard to do on our own. We've told ourselves those same stories for so long that our thoughts start to feel like facts, like they feel like hardcore truths that are unchangeable. And it often takes that outside person to really listen and hear your patterns and see your blind spots and poke holes in those so-called facts before you can consider that something else is possible. And that's where I come in. That's what I do as a coach. I'm not someone who's going to tell you exactly what to do and follow the step-by-step formula to get from A to B. I'm going to help you find your own answers and create the life that you want. I mean, you got to define what point B even is for you. Not the life that society says you should have, by asking the tough questions. And I get to hold the belief in you until you believe in yourself. So sometimes it's hard for me to explain exactly how coaching can help you. So maybe it will be helpful to hear some real life examples. I'll tell you about a few of the clients that I've worked with inside of Right Body for Me. Robin was one of them. She's very athletic, but found that her relationship to exercise was becoming all about chasing metrics, like how fast she was going, how far she could go, and it was really killing her enjoyment of her sports. So when we dug in, we realized the behavior was rooted in a negative body image, and she had a deep fear of weight gain. But mostly, she feared passing her internalized fat phobia onto her children. So in redefining her worth, Robin's been able to cultivate body trust and chasing feelings, not numbers. She's fallen back in love with her sports, which is awesome. And you can hear more about her story in episode 35. And then Zara, she had severe anxiety about movement. Her past relationship with exercise and gyms had left her feeling very fearful to engage in exercise. So we worked on creating safety and trust in herself to make choices that were right for her. So now she's defined health on her own terms, and she's learned how to make body-respecting decisions without fear of whether she's doing it right. So her story is episode 24 if you want to listen to more about that. And then there's Stacy, who had been yo-yo dieting since her teen years and had been in an all-or-nothing pattern with exercise. She'd push herself so hard because she really believed the no pain, no gain mentality, and she'd find herself injured and then unable to exercise. Stacy's biggest learning was that healthy habits don't have to result in weight loss to be good for you. Once she let go of the pressure to lose weight, she was able to eat and move in ways that nourished her and helped her feel her best without all the obsession and rules and all or nothing thinking. And you can hear more from her on episode 56. And then finally, Natalie was a fitness instructor who spent years trying to control her body because she believed she had to conform to the thin ideal to be seen as credible in the fitness industry. I can so relate to that. And she realized that her eating and exercise behaviors were disordered, but feared the judgment that could come from gaining weight. And she also worried that she would no longer be able to do her job if she gained weight. Now, Natalie, in healing her relationship to food and exercise, she did gain weight, just like I did when I healed my relationship to food and exercise. But it did not affect her ability to teach fitness, and her clients related her at a whole other level. So her story is episode 47. There's lots more I could tell you, both clients that I've interviewed here on the show and others that I haven't. But what I'd say is the universal transformation they've all experienced in doing this work is an unshakable confidence that they are enough, that they don't have to change their body to feel okay about who they are. They know now at their core that they are worthy and valuable just because they exist. And from that knowing, they're then able to engage with food and movement in a way that feels nurturing and supportive and easy. So my friend, if that sounds like the transformation you are after, then I encourage you to reach out and apply to work with me. Like I say, I'm currently enrolling and I'm only taking 6 women this time around. So if you have been waiting to do this work, now is the time to jump in and take action. In 6 months, you could be free from dieting, restriction, and body shame. You can go into the new year totally immune to the new year, new you crap and never, ever throw your money at another weight loss challenge or program. What would that change for you? If you're imagining the possibility of that, then I want you to go and check out my website, which is www.radiantvitality.ca/rightbodyforme. You can learn everything you need there, including the cost of the program, and then book a call with me to ensure that it feels like a good fit on both sides. And then we'll get to work. It would honestly be my honor to support you. And listen, if this is not for you, but you want to support my work because you know that this type of coaching could really help others, then I would really love it if you'd share any of my social media posts or podcast episodes to help spread the word, because it is honestly my mission in life to help women break free from the shackles of diet culture. Okay, so that's it. That's all for today. I look forward to chatting with you if you book a call. And if not, I am thrilled that you're here and following this podcast. And I'm here for you if and whenever you're ready. So I'll see you back here next Monday for more non-diet motivation. In the meantime, I hope you find some joyful movement in your week. Be well, and here's to your radiant vitality. Thanks for tuning in to the Power in Motion podcast today. Ready to drop your body image hang-up so you can confidently create your healthiest, happiest life? Awesome. You can get started today by taking my 5-day mini course, How to Feel Great in and About Your Body, no matter what the scale says. Inside this 5-day video training, you'll learn how to get motivated to exercise, stop cravings and binge eating, set health goals beyond the scale, eat normally without rules or a plan, and accept your body. Find unshakable confidence, even if you don't love how you look. For just $27, you'll receive one under 10-minute video lesson per day for 5 days delivered straight to your inbox, reflection worksheets to help you integrate your learning, and links to bonus resources to go even deeper with the work. You can get started right now by visiting radiantvitality.ca/5-day training. I'll see you inside.